Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for motherfucking Friday. Oh, Friday, the Friday of a three-day weekend. Like, the whole thing is just spread out before you like a smorgasbord.
The minutes start ticking the second we finish the show. I'll already be like, oh, no, it's getting away from me.
Yeah. It's passing. You know, it's so – I always try to take a nap on Friday because then I can stay up past 8 p.m. And even that feels like a waste. Yeah. Like, I don't want to be, I want to just be here and be alive for every minute. So I want to, guys, I'm going to jump right into this because it is a story that someone is telling us about their divorce and a commentary on the medical student who has the shitty husband who's like abusive toward the kid.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's long. So feel free to jump in wherever you want. I don't, you know, we'll try to get through this thing, all right?
Okay.
By the way, Bryn at RadioAlice.com, B-R-Y-N at RadioAlice.com. Send any thoughts, responses, problems of your own, situations, stories. We love it all. And if you want, if you don't mind being contacted, because, and no guarantee that we will, if you don't mind, send your phone number. If we've got more questions, we'd love to be able to talk to you about it. I always
be
do
a
that
guest on
end.
Our show. Why don't
sure,
you?
Come why on. Not? You never. And sometimes people, we've had people who come on and then they become like little mini stars.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes big stars. Maybe you could be a big star. Okay, here we go. Dear Secret Show, I am sitting here listening to you guys talk about the bad situation of the mom in med school with the marriage that's falling apart and the husband that's turned into a douche canoe. Oh, wait, that's me. No, mine was after 20 years and involved highly functional alcoholism, major gaslighting, and lots of emotional abuse. Oh, God, it sounds so fun.
Mm-hmm.
But the divorce papers were finally just signed after 5 fucking years. Thank you, pandemic. Last week. So, yeah, I have some experience dealing with a narcissistic arsewipe. Oh, are they English? An arsewipe. I wanted to say that divorce, from my experience, is only as equal as the partners are financially. The laws are set up to protect the money, not the individuals who may need the protection. That's interesting. I walked into my marriage in much better shape financially than my ex, and I was lucky to walk away with what I walked in with. I can't tell you how many lawyers told me to stay married and just nest. No longer be together, but live in the same place still. Because financially, it didn't make sense to leave. But being emotionally abused did? Okay. But that was 20 years later. I didn't gain anything financially. In fact, I had to buy him out of property I owned prior to marrying him. Because his family, not him, had a better understanding of financial laws, his pre-marriage funds were in trusts, etc. These people had some money, is what it sounds like. Like, she owned property, that he's now, that she's having to buy him out of, and he's got trusts that are,
right,
like, these people.
Untouchable.
This sounds fucking messy. Oy. All things that were set up in ways that were untouchable once the divorce started. I did not do a lot to help myself in this respect during our marriage. I didn't think it mattered because we weren't ever going to get divorced. I was in love. And it got bad, and I got bad information from friends about what some of these type of investments could and couldn't do. The lady that wrote in and gave advice about number of years that alimony can apply for wasn't an expert. 10 years of marriage equals alimony for life. That is information you learn when you go through a divorce. But there's a cap on alimony and child support amounts. It's a formula. You can go and look it up. And honestly, if you live in the Bay Area, no one is living the high life off their alimony and child support payments around here. My ex is super pissed off he has to pay me alimony at all. I became a stay-at-home mom about 6 years in because he wasn't doing anything at home and I was overwhelmed. By this time, we had a house with a yard, 2 kids. He wasn't big on helping around the house at all. He agreed to this at the time, but then got jealous and decided it wasn't work. After we split, he refused to pay me directly and paid my mortgage company rather than write me the check because he's 12 mentally. Oh boy, there's so much anger here. Mm-hmm. Eventually, he got pissy enough about everything and he just stopped paying anything. He's a peach. Had to take him to court. The sucky part is, yes, the kids are in the middle and we aren't supposed to talk shit about each other in front of them. But when I'm not taking the dog to the vet because last time he shorted me his half and this time I can't afford it, you can bet I'm making sure they understand it's not because I don't want to.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
And suddenly, he took the dog to the vet and paid the bill in full. If only he'd show up with some of those college dollars he's supposed to be fronting now. My retirement plan has become selling chiclets on the beach in Mexico. That's, come on now. Anyway, she wants to talk about the medical student now. So this person's angry.
Everybody knows the money's in silver. 925. 925 silver. Anybody know that joke? No?
No,
okay,
no.
Never mind.
I don't know the joke. What's the joke?
The chiclets are in Tijuana. The kids, the grown-ups have kids selling chiclets. That's a real thing she's referencing.
Yes.
There.
Oh, yes. I know about
but
the
on the beaches, they also have these silver jewelry rings, necklaces.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
And they'll tell you, it's stamped with 925. That's real silver. Not real silver. Real silver. And you're like, okay, I don't know what 925 means, but I'll take three of them. Because you've also had seven drinks, and that's so
and
that's
they're
how
so
you
pretty.
Right. And then you leave and you realize I don't wear rings. What am I
rings
doing?
Rings on my fingers and bells on my toes. Rings.
Anyway, okay. Go on.
So now she wants to talk about the lady in question. She wanted to vent all that, and we feel you. I feel your anger and your pain and your annoyance at this guy. So she says of our friend, the medical student with the angry husband, she does need to get out and file now. The second she files intent makes a difference money-wise. He also may back off pretty quickly. It's amazing how much work it is to F with someone. And she does have to hold a job. And he does have to hold a job. And being a single parent, even just on the weekends, is a lot of work. So after an initial push, he may back off on effing with her. Fingers crossed. She needs to document the hell out of stuff, which I guess is journaling. Let's get a journal. Let's get that all written down, because then, and yeah, I don't know, keep your phone records. I have no idea how all that stuff works.
Well, I do think taking pictures of texts that are particularly nasty, things that you can
show like later.
Your camera can help you a lot.
Oh, that's a great idea. Right? Someone's being nasty with you.
All the things, whether it's a picture of something written, handwritten, that's a way to, because, you know, who's going to journal? Nobody.
How do you tape a phone call on a cell phone?
You really can't.
Tape a phone call on a cell phone.
What about the lady who taped Mel Gibson? Was that just like on a home phone? She was just recording. Yeah, there was some kind of device.
There's ways to do it, but you can't. From what I've been told, it's not legal. So iPhone, you can't hit record, play it like record while you're on a phone call and have it actually do that. There's plenty of people who know how to jailbreak stuff and can make things happen. And Google might.
Yeah,
it might
even
be possible on an Android.
Well, I don't know how to jailbreak anything, but the only thing I can think of would be like sometimes you could get those screen recording apps.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can screen record, but it'll take like, you know, the audio from whatever you're doing, but I don't know if that would work on a phone call.
I never tried it.
Yeah, if you had two phones, it'd be pretty easy with the voice memo app.
That's true. You just put it on speakerphone and you'd be able to hear.
Yeah,
the whole
that'd
damn
be the
thing.
Way. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Couldn't use it in court though, right? Since it's,
I don't think so.
You know, in this state.
Well, but you could still start playing it, and then they'd tell you to stop, and you'd be like, hear him yelling.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That might be a reason not to take that person's phone call. We now communicate via email. You write down what you're going to say to me. And then if that person decides to abuse you, you've got a record of it.
That is excellent advice. If someone calls you, you don't take it, and you text them and say, if you've got something to say, please email or text.
I'm assuming it's probably easier on Android, you know, because the interface is a little bit
crappy
better.
We're with you.
Okay,
more
right.
confusing
whatever
sure.
you say. I don't know. All right, here we go. She needs to document the hell out of stuff in regards to her kid if she thinks there's any kind of abuse going on. Find a lawyer who specializes in it. They'll know exactly how to go about it. There are agencies and support groups who can point you in the right direction for these lawyers. My kids are older, so what I've run into is a lack of parenting. And because of the age of my kids, I've been told it's a difference in parenting style, which pisses me off no end. I'm hardly a helicopter, so it's super frustrating to be unable to parent your child appropriately. I can ground her, but she goes to her dad's and the restriction's over. And this is my boundary pusher, so we do need to stay on her. Younger kids are easier and harder, because if CPS gets involved, they will be up in both girls, most likely. And yeah, people call them on each other all the time over nothing. Neighbors did it to each other in our good neighborhood because they got mad at each other. Since it finally got signed, maybe I'll regale you with the story of my ridiculous divorce around the pandemic. It only took 5 years, or not. It involves a lot of typing. Listener from literally day one of the show. Love you guys so much. You're totally like my BFFs. Oh, OFOC, Gem, or JEM, one of those. It's a cautionary tale. You know, when someone starts to be the jerk, start keeping notes, start taking notes. I like your thing, like, screenshot your text. Mm-hmm. I think that stuff's important.
Yeah, I mean, that's one way to, it's hard to ask a single mom to journal. You know, I mean, she's going to be busier. Anyone in general is too busy to journal, not to mention a single mom who's going through a divorce.
Yeah.
To be writing down what he or she's, you still do need to do it. Something's got to happen. You got to have ammo in order to. But, you know, one of the things that I've noticed just within my own marriage is this term gaslighting is used a lot now. It's it's really a big sort of catchphrase. And what I have found is that two people in particular, I would say, well, in my experience, I should say, being of the opposite sex, they can look at and hear the same thing, and it is two completely different fucking stories on the other side of that event. Yeah. So it may not always be purposeful, like, you're gaslighting me, you are...
You're making me feel crazy!
You're masterminding this whole meltdown I'm having. Sometimes, and this, I'm telling you, this happens to me and Christina more often than I would love to admit to, but we will see or remember the same conversation completely different. Mm. I mean, and it's, I'm not trying to
get
in.
And neither one of you is lying. You're not lying. Right. It's what you took away from it.
I am not trying to get into men are from Mars, women are from Venus kind of crap, but we are different and we do see things differently. And sometimes that is just the way you perceive that conversation. Mm-hmm. It might not be that someone is a mastermind. It might just mean that you two are of different life experience, different sexes, different feelings about the conversation being had. And I certainly have been like, that's not what fucking happened. Are you gaslighting me?
You said that?
Oh, yeah. And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm gaslighting you. You're completely wrong about that. That's not. Yeah. So, I mean, it really can't. I'm not trying to defend anybody
here.
No,
perspective is everything, Ben. Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Not always something, you know, not always is that person a genius. Sometimes they just are coming at it from their side of the story.
Right. And look, in a divorce story like this, I do feel like we're hearing your side. We're feeling you. We're hearing the things that you've been through. We're listening to your advice for this other person.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Casino.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Be honest with yourself. If your ex, now ex-husband, was a fan of The Secret Show and decided that they were going to write about this person and, you know, write in with their response and tell us the horror story of their divorce, they'd have their whole own. That's the narrative that they're telling to people. This is the one you're telling to people. Mm-hmm. And he's got his own. Everyone's the star and the hero in their own movie, and they feel like they did the right thing or they tried their hardest and that they were faultless or blameless or at least less to blame. You know, we all think we're right about everything and because we're seeing it from our point of view. And
right.
It's a skill to listen to what someone else has to say and to go, okay, I can see how you would see it that direction. Let me tell you what I think you're telling me.
So what I should add, though, and I use the word genius, but I really mean is a manipulative asshole. But
yes.
What I'm saying is that I said that. Now let me also add, I should say, there are narcissists out there who never stop fucking with you.
They absolutely
will never, ever stop fucking with you. So while
crazy makers.
I think most of this is just simple run-of-the-mill, you know, perception and perspective on things, I do think there are people, if you end up with a narcissist, someone who's really got that, and it's not just a name you're calling them, that they will never stop. They'll fuck with you till, and like, you'll think, okay, we're finally divorced, and they're still going to keep fucking with you. They'll
Lucky.
Never stop. But, you know, that's something that you have to be able to see that before you say I do in them.
People don't see things. People see what they want to see, always.
Mm-hmm.
I really think it's a rare bird who is not blinded by love and by their internal desires for whatever it is they're looking for. You can let a lot slide. And, you know, things that you think are cute when you first get together become the thing that tears you apart later.
Mm. Well, and I do think, I hate to say it, maybe it's less now than, say, a generation ago or whatever, but there are people on a timeline. And so if they're in a relationship and they're like, look, I got to be married. All my friends are getting married and I got to make this happen. And this is,
and
this
I'm with
is
you and
next.
This is the time. Yeah. So
I have to do this next. And this is the person, and this is the person that asked. And they don't look at that critically enough because they're trying to follow some,
preset
idea.
Thing, right.
Mm-hmm.
I got an idea how my life's supposed to be, and my life's supposed to be married now.
I'm just following the outline.
Right.
Kids in 2 years. Get ourselves a house.
Trust me, you're better off alone than forcing some kind of bad fit.
Right.
In order to meet a deadline.
There are no deadlines. Just live your life.
Yeah.
And try to look around and be grateful for the things you have without trying to find all these other things.
Right.
Fight it.
Yeah.
Fight all the, even if it's a good fit, fight it.
Yeah, fight
it. I mean, I know
Don't be with anyone. Stop pairing up.
Alex ran right down the aisle, but he had a hot Brazilian. What else is he going to do?
And plus, he thought to himself.
As well, though, too.
He thought to himself, I've got at least one divorce in me, right? So there's that.
And then there's that, right?
Yeah.
Well, and my thing with that is, I haven't had, I have a lot of friends that had the kids early, that had the early, marriage and divorce and, yeah, I saved mine up. I have this karma kind of saved up where I can just kind of go into it hey, you know what? I haven't made my mistake yet. I can make it now.
Fuck it. I'll make it now.
Yeah. I mean,
in my 30s.
You're making it now. Trust me.
You're making it right now.
Right. Literally right now.
You know
you're
what's
making
great
a mistake.
About this?
Just stop
is
talking.
I
that you can cut it out. Right. Yeah. I knew he was going to say that. Yeah.
All right, guys, I am done with you. Let's get out of here. Send emails to Bryn, BRYN, at RadioAlice.com, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday.
The end.
See you next Tuesday.
Alex, you are really
You
perfect.
Are dummy. You're dumb. You are.
I like yesterday's
she didn't
advice.
Mean that. You're perfect.
I like yesterday's advice where he was like, don't break up. You might not be able to get any pussy later on.
Oh my God.
Hey, you got to think about this kind of thing, right?
Why are we not still rolling?
Yeah, you're still rolling, right?